Last week, the Federal Aviation Administration approved commercial drone flight. Operators must adhere to strict guidelines like flying during daylight hours and keeping the unmanned aerial vehicle under 400 feet. Still, the landmark rules open up a realm of possibilities for real estate, filmmakers, search and rescue, and many other applications. Here at the Coast, Assistant Professor of the Practice of Marine Conservation and Ecology at Duke Marine Lab, Dave Johnston, has been exploring the potential for drones to aid in marine research. He's assisting with a sea turtle survey this summer.
These unoccupied aircraft systems will let us be able to go and survey when we need to. We won't have to charter an occupied aircraft, which can be logistically challenging, and we don't have to put people up over the water.
The collaborative research project involves Cape Lookout National Seashore, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's National Marine Fisheries Service, Duke Marine Lab, and several other partners. Scientists are monitoring sea turtles in waters near the eastern end of Shackleford Banks.
This research is part of our efforts to answer basic questions about sea turtle populations, with one of the most important being, how many are there?
Larissa Avens is a research fishery biologist with NOAA's National Marine Fisheries Service Southeast Fisheries Science Center.
We were looking at the Cape Lookout Bight sampling area as a sea turtle hotspot where we might encounter a good proportion of the population to catch them and look at how many sea turtles we recapture then to get an idea of population size.
Sea turtles typically pass through North Carolina when migrating from tropical waters to northern areas. During the spring, Avon says locals have noticed an uptick in sea turtles in an area less than a square mile, known as Cape Lookout Bight.
So a lot of the cobia fishermen that go out to that area have reported seeing sea turtles popping up all around. And it's based on that sort of local lore, local knowledge, and preliminary surveys by the North Carolina Maritime Museum documenting the large numbers of turtles in that area that we wanted to go out there and start to quantify what we were seeing out there in terms of the size of the population, the species, and the size distributions.
Avon says a preliminary study was done 2007 to 2009. They've been conducting regular surveys since 2014. And this year, for the first time, they're using unmanned aerial vehicles to help count sea turtles. Johnston says fixed-wing drones with cameras attached are launched from shore and use GPS to follow a planned route. They're also using quadcopter UAVs deployed from a boat, flown real-time to take pictures from above.
They have different strengths. The multi-rotor platforms allow us to fly a little bit lower and can produce much higher resolution imagery, but they can't cover the same amount of area. And so we see the two platforms as being complementary, where you may be able to do broader scale surveys with the fixed wing and then focus in on sort of finer areas with the multi-rotor to collect higher resolution data.
Johnston says they're in the process of going through photos, so they don't have an exact turtle count right now. But he says they've identified loggerhead and leatherback sea turtles, which are endangered and critically endangered, respectively. NOAA fisheries biologist Larissa Avens says they've noticed an increasing proportion of young Kemp's Ridley and Cape Lookout Bight, the most endangered species of sea turtle.
Based on recent observations, it seems like the area is perhaps even increasing in importance for foraging for these small juveniles.
While drones are buzzing overhead, Avens and her team use entrapment nets to catch sea turtles.
This also gives us opportunities to measure the turtles to figure out whether we're seeing juveniles or adults, what species we're seeing, because North Carolina does regularly host four different species in its waters, both inshore and nearshore, and also collect biological samples that can help us study the populations.
Avens says they're attaching satellite and acoustic tags to track movements and behavior. Scientists are also trying to understand why sea turtles congregate and Cape Lookout Bight in such large numbers.
We wanted to see whether the turtles were coming there because they were breeding, so whether it was mostly adults and the nesting females were there before they started crawling up on the beaches to lay their eggs, or whether there was a lot of things there for the turtles to eat. We were seeing a lot of loggerheads, so we're thinking maybe there are a lot of crabs there or mollusks.
This year's survey started in May, and so far, Avon says they haven't counted as many sea turtles as in previous years.
We seem to have a lull in the numbers of sea turtles that we encountered, and so overall, our capture rates were down a bit.
But the survey isn't over yet. Avon says they will continue testing the UAS in inshore waters. They also plan to conduct surveys in Coarse Sound and Back Sound in the coming weeks. The survey will wrap up in November. I'm Jared Brumbaugh.